We're learning Maseches Brachos Daf Yudal Daman Aleph, and we're starting on the bottom of Gimel Mabez from the two dots. We had the Mishnah Machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that Prokim Bein Prokim Shoyel Pnei Hakavod Meishiv, that for a covered you can be shoyel, but by Emsa, in the middle of a parak, like the middle of Shema, you can't ask someone, say Shalom Aleichem to someone because of covered, but Yira is mutter, and you let an answer for Yira also. So they're both the asking for Shalom and answering Shalom are the same. By Bein HaProkim, it could be Bein HaKavod, and by Emsa, it's Bein HaYira. Rabbi Yehuda says that answering is a little bit more kuladik, and therefore Bein Emsa parak Shoyel Pnei Yira or Meishiv even Pnei HaKavod, and Bein HaProkim, you even could be Shoyel L'chol Adam, Bein HaProkim. You even could be Meishiv L'chol Adam. You could be Shoyel Pnei HaKavod, but even could be Meishiv Shalom L'chol Adam. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds when you're Meishiv, it goes one step lower. Dr. Gemara, I'm going to explain Rameya Shita. Zok to Gemara, Uprakim Shoyel, Meishiv Machmas Mai. When it says, according to Rameya, it says that Bein HaProkim, let's say, Shoyel Pnei HaKavod, Umeishiv, and Emsa HaParak, Shoyel Pnei Yira, Umeishiv. What does Meishiv mean by both cases? So let's say the first case. Bein HaProkim, Shoyel Pnei HaKavod, Meishiv Machmas Mai. And what are you answering for? Ilayim Pnei HaKavod. If it's talking about you answering HaKavod, so it's a Pashut. Hash to Mishal Shaol, if you can initiate a Shalom Aleichem Pnei HaKavod, Ahadru Meboy, you have to tell me you can answer? It's Pashut you can answer. Answer is always more cool than it. Ela must be Shoyel Pnei HaKavod Umeishu Shalom Chaladam. It must be that it's Taka more cool than it. Shoyel Pnei HaKavod Umeishu Shalom Chaladam. Amos says, but the end of Rameya says what? In the middle of a parak, you could initiate Rameya Yira if you're scared of a person. Rash learns of Kuch Nefesh. The Rosh learns if it's your father or your Rebbe. Or Meshiv. And Meshiv Machas Mai. What are you answering? Mai. Ilam Pnei Yira. Hash to Mishal Shaul. If you could initiate an S and tell someone Shalom Aleichem Pnei Yira. Hadurim Yibayi. Of course you can answer. Ella must be Meshiv means Pnei HaKavod. So the question is, how do Rabbi Yehuda? That's mamish. Does Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda? Tarim Yehuda. I remember Emtsa Shoyel Pnei Yira Meishiv Pnei HaKavod. In the middle of a parak, you could Shoyel Pnei Yira and answer Pnei HaKavod. Or Prokem, it's Bein HaProkem Shoyel Pnei HaKavod or Meishiv Shalom Chaladon. So if you tie to Rameya when he says Umeishiv, it means one step better. It turns out Rameya is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, no, Rameya is different than Rabbi Yehuda. And this is how you read the Mishnah. Chsuri Mechshav Achtoni. BeProkem, which means Bein HaProkem Shoyel Pnei HaKavod. You can initiate Asham Aleichem Pnei HaKavod. The Ain Tzarch Loi Meshu Meshuv, and it's Pashut you can be Meshuv. And Chaim, it's Pashut, and that's what Mishnah says. Ain Tzarch Loi Meshu Meshuv. Ubeemsa, middle of a parak, Shel Pnei Yira. The Ain Tzarch Loi Meshu Meshuv. The Ramei, and it's Pashut you can be Meshuv. Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda, it goes one step better. Beemsa, Shel Pnei Yira, Umeshuv Pnei HaKavod. You can be Meshuv Pnei HaKavod, even though it's not Yira. And a Prokim, which means Beinah Prokim, Shel Pnei HaKavod, Meshuv Shalom Chaladim. You can make Shalom Chaladim. So comes out Halacha L'Maisa, Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav Yehuda, that's what we pass. The Torah says we pass them like Rav Yehuda. So it's according to Rav Yehuda, even be'emtza meishiv pnei hakavod. Even be'emtza perek, you can answer pnei hakavod. Zok Tosfos Lefizeh comes out that a middle of Shema, if you can answer pnei hakavod, you can answer kadosh and kedusha. Tosfos says that ilcha pnei hakavod gadol mazeh. It's not pnei hakavod more than that. So Tosfos says, this is the makar that you can answer Kaddish v'Kedusha in the middle of a parak. And this comes because the passage like Rabbi Yehuda. Look more about the Taina Mehalchia, Raya to this whole pshat in that Rameya holds Meshiv is the same thing like Shoyel and Rabbi Yehuda holds that better. Taina Mehalchia, Hakare Shema, someone's learning Kriya Shema, or Poga by Rabbi Yogadul Menu, or and he meets and he sees his Rebbe, or someone who's a bigger god than him. BeProkim Shel Pnei HaKavod Vein Tzarich L'Meshu Meshiv. Bein HaProkim, he says Shalom Aleichem to him, and Pashut, if the person says Shalom Aleichem, if the Rebbe says Shalom Aleichem to him, he can answer. Or BeEmtza Middle Parak Shel Pnei HaYira Vein Tzarich L'Meshu Meshiv. Shel Pnei HaYira Vein Tzarich L'Meshu Meshiv. Divrei Rameya. The Rashi brings it right here, not like Rashi also. Shel Pnei HaYira sounds like it's going back on the case of Rabbi Oy Godel Himen. Even So the first surprise is like our pshat that we just said in the Mishnah, and that's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, very clear. Klar Gemara Shaila.
There
was a person named Echi or Achi, and he learned by Rav Chiya's Beis Medrash. So Achi, Tan Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya, he asked Rav Chiya a shayla like this. Bahalel uva Megillah. You're middle of Halel, or you're middle of Megillah, Mao she yafsik. Are you allowed to be mafsik the same way you're allowed to be mafsik by Kriya Shema? By Kriya Shema, we said you can be mafsik b'emsa parak pre'ayira. That's what we said. So could you be mafsik as well by Halel and Megillah? Zachti Gemara, mi amrina on kavachayim, Kriya Shema deraisa posik, Halel deraboran bayi. If you can be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema for those reasons of sure Halel, Halel is on deraboran, Megillah is on deraboran. Or you don't know, presuming nisa adif. Maybe Halel and Megillah is presuming nisa, so it's better. You could be paisik the same way like Shema v'im kaklum. But the Halel and Megillah are the same thing like Shema. It's not better than Shema. I'll presume nisa, it's the same thing like Shema. And you can mafsik, you know, ben aprokim prea kovin, and emtza aparek, and prea yir. Omer Rabba. Yomim shayochid goyim behem as Halel. If it's the days that a yachid, which means all of us, are goyim as Halel, which is the 21 days that's brought down in Pesach's Erechin, which is a yom toivim, you know, Sukkot, and first 2 days of Pesach, and so on and so forth, Shavuos. So then, bein perek leperek poisik, beemza perek ain a poisik. Then it has the same din as Shema, according to the Rashi and the Ritval, like that. The same din as Shema, regular Halel, the same din as Shema, that beemza a perek ain a poisik mnei kovid, and bein perek perek poisik mnei kovid. The Rabbi Yehuda learns, the Rabbi argues, well, we'll go with the Rashi's pshat, simple, that by Yom Shiyachid Goyim Vez Halel, when you're saying Gans Halel, then the halacha is the same thing like Shema, like Rabbi Chiya said, Rav's not Agar Mechiya, like Rabbi Chiya said. But Yomim She'ena Yachid Goyim Vez Halel, and days where you don't finish Halel, for example, Rosh Chodesh, I feel B'emtza Perek Paisik. Even B'emtza Perek, you can Paisik, it's more cool, Dick. B'emtza Perek will be Paisik, Pnei HaKavod. It'll be more cooler dick than regular Halel. So why is the regular Halel more cool dick? What's the pshat? So it depends how you learn. So Taisvis learns big shaila, big machlokes rishonim. If you make when you're not going as Halel, do you make a bracha? This Taisvis, the big Taisvis here, has big machlokes. If in a case where you're not saying the whole Halel, it's the Rosh Chodesh, do you make a bracha? The Svardim Taka don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh on Halel, because they don't say the whole Halel. Taisvis says that it must be you make a bracha. Because if you don't make a bracha, what's the hafsaka over here? Which hafsaka are you talking about? No hafsaka when you're just saying Pesukah Zimra before Baruch Shama. There's no hafsaka. The Taisa 4 brings down from Shama. There's no hafsaka then. So it must be you make a bracha. That's his raya. That there's a whole nidin of hafsaka, but Yom She'en, Yachid Germa Halel, must be, it says a bracha. Ben Yehuda says no. Once you start with the Shvachah Shemakim, you shouldn't be mafsik with Sicha B'Teila. And that's why it comes here as Shaila. It even says, Yachash Inagrim Halal, only since B'Teila Kavod, you're allowed to be mafsik, not everything. But here, that's where discussion comes in over here about making a bracha on Halal B'Chlal. Taisus goes into Pesach there, brings it to Shalmi, that they made two brachas on Pesach on Halal. We make no brachas, but I and Sham, it's a long Taisus. Zog the Gemara Vaitem, Eindi Varav. Bar Shavo, Ikol Agave Deravina, V'Yom Shein Yoch Gomer's Hal Havav Loi Pasuk Loi, and he wasn't. They want to be Mafsik. Shani Rav Shavo LeChosh LeRavina. It wasn't even Chosh enough, I guess, the Mafsik even Mepnei HaKavod, and therefore he wasn't Mafsik. Don't bring a Raya from there. He wasn't Chosh to him that he should be Mafsik even Mepnei HaKavod. Don't bring a Raya from there that he can't be Mafsik. So coming out that by Yom Shein Yoch Gomer's Hal, from our Gemara it sounds like you could be Mafsik. Mepnei HaKavod. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Boi minei Ashiyon, Tana Devei Rav Ami, Mirab Ami. Hashori B'tanis Mahu. If someone is in the middle of a Tainis, and Rashi says the case was, not Rashi, Tosfos says that the Tainis wasn't a Tainis Tzibur, it was a Tainis Yachid. That means he was Mekabel Tainis alone with his own Lashon. So when he says, I'm not going to eat on a Tainis, Mahu Shiyiton, could he taste?
Achila v'shtiyah kavala. He's mekabel achila v'shtiyah v'aleka. That's not a achila v'shtiyah. He don't want a kavala. Or maybe it's what he meant to say. He doesn't want to even have enough from food. But you can that you have enough from food. What does exactly tasting mean? So according to Tosfos, tasting means you taste it and you spit it out. That's what it means. Not that you swallow it. You taste it and you spit it out. So amalei toyim v'emikachlum. It's not a problem on a tainus. You could on a tainus yachid talk about at least you could be toyim and spit it out. That's nothing. Tainam v'achlum to brise like that. So it's though. My tames someone was tasting the food to see if it needs salt or pepper. Ain't a tuna bracha. Does not need a bracha. Bashori b'tainus toyim v'emikachlum and shori b'tainus also it tastes v'emikachlum at kama rabbi rasi tama yad shira visa. You can be toyim up to revius. That means even though he's spitting it out, according to Tosfos, but after Revius, right, that's too much, and that's too much hana, so it'll be a problem on a tainus. So what comes out in our Gemara? It says, "Mata emes ain't a toyim bracha." Of a tainus doesn't need a bracha. So if it means that you're tasting the soup to see if it's good, and you're spitting it out. And it's a vuyah in the rosh that you, by Gabi, mata emes ain't a bracha, even more than Revius is not a problem, as long as you're spitting it out. The Rambam learns that mata emes could swallow it, at least for the case of Mishnah. The Rambam learns that Matemes could swallow it, not like our Tosfos, they could swallow it, and Tola Revius, you could swallow it. More Revius really can't swallow. So therefore, it's Machlaikis, if Machlaikis, Rishonim, if Matemes needs a bracha or not. So Aloch Lamais, if someone wants to taste something, if he tastes less than a Revius, and even if he swallows it, he can't make a bracha, because Machlaikis Rishonim. So Mishabur of an art there, in Simon Reish Yud, maybe it is, says that you should have in mind a kavanas achila when you're trying to taste it with less than revius, because and then you can make a bracha. If you don't have kavanas achila, you're running yourself into sophic brachas, and you can't make a bracha according to the Rambam. So if you're tasting the chalent and you want to see if it's good or not, have a kavanas hanoas achila, and then you can make a bracha. I'm not talking about fasting. I'm talking about matamas. Matamas two different. One is bracha, hilchas brachas, one hilchas tainus. Grab like a hilchas tainus. Even the Rambam learns you're being piloted. Just the diik is that the Rambam in hilchas brachas doesn't say anything about pilot. So the medayik has mishum medayik, they let us swallow it. That's why there are chalk in the Magen Avraham argues and holds that there's no Rambam like that. He holds that there's no such thing as swallowing. Magen Avraham in Reish Yud. Zog to Gemara, sim Reish Yud Arachayim. Yeah. Amara, ka noisein shalom lechaver kaim shizbal, kiilu osabama. If you meet a guy, a friend for davening, say, oh, shalom aleichem. So that's a kiilu osabama. Kilu you made a bummer. And we dash on a pasuk. Shnema chidlu lechem na adam asher neshama ba'apoy ki b'meh nechshavu. Al tikri b'meh ela bummer. And the way you read a pasuk is this: that when you're ready to daven to Hashem, don't be busy with covered adam. Chidlu lechem na adam asher neshama ba'apoy ki b'meh nechshavu. And it says b'bummer nechshav. Keep yourself away from a person before davening, and don't say hello to him because that would be considered a bummer. But Shmuel Amar, the same halacha, but he doesn't dash a bummer, he dash a little different. Shmuel Amar, b'mecha shvisu zev le'laka. Why are you being more machshav this person, b'mecha? Like, why is he more chashav than Hashem? And therefore, you should not say shalom aleichem to someone before davening. Master Rav Sheish, before davening means, tefillah always means shmoina esrei. That's always tefillah means. Master Rav Sheish, it says in our Mishnah, v'prokim shel pnei akavod, v'meishiv. So the whole shayla our mishnah is: could I talk, not talk? What do you mean? Heck, it's shalom aleichem before Shemoneh Esrei. Hey, it's shalom aleichem. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara Abba Mashkim LePischai. The whole iser is only if I go and initiate, go to his door, say to go say hello to him. But if you bump into a guy, Bakroi, it could be you could say hello. It could be you could say hello in that case. But some rishonim learned that you still can't say shalom aleichem. Because that's Hashem's name, Shalom Aleichem. If you say good morning, you can say. But Shalom already, could be even this case, might be a problem. I'm talking Aloch Alamaisa. Yeah. So the Maravaita, Amar Rav Yonah Ramazera, Kol Oisa Chveitz Akoyim Shispal, Kilabon Obama. Anyone who does his work before davening, it's Kilabon Obama. Amar Bama, I'm going to say Bama, Amar Loi Osuk, Loi, Osuk Amin. I'm saying it's Osuk to do. Because I have Idiba Oven, the Amar of Idiba Oven, Amar Yitzchak Barashion. Also, loyla adam laasoyis chveitzav kerem shespali. Now I'll do work before you daven. Shneimar tzedek lefonav yahaloich vayosem laderech pa'amav. Tzedek is a lashon of tefillah with your matzdik lebayroi, So you should daven first. Sedek lefonav yalech, and then ve'yosam aderech pamav. Then go do your own work. See, now I'll do it before davening. What do we do about avnam rabbi? It's all right. Shiyan koma spal v'achal yitzol derech. Anyone who davens first and then goes l'derech, then goes to his work. Because Baruch Hu oisleich feitzah. Hashem takes care of your work. Shnema sedek lefonav yalech ve'yosam aderech pamav. If you daven first, then Hashem will put your steps in the right direction. Anyone who sleeps 7 days straight, they had no dreams. Nikra ra, it's called a ra. Shenema v'sheva yolin, he sleeps 7 days. It's really possible v'sevea yolin, but with darshening, let's read the pasuk first. Sheva yolin v'yipaka ra, tikri sevea elas sheva. And he dashed like this. V'sheva yolin, you sleep 7 days v'yipaka, and Hashem didn't come visit you. You didn't get a chaloyim. Ra, you called a ra. Only of Acha Rei Rav Chia, but Abba Hokey Rav Chia, American on a different pasuk. Kolam is Bia Azbi Rav Tayer Velon. Anyone who learns a lot until he's so tired and he goes to sleep, Aim Mevasmei Mesuras Rois. He doesn't get any Mesuras Rois in his dream. Shneima V'Sheva V'Seveya. Here with Dashi Real, the pasuk V'Seveya, and Dashi pasuk like that. V'Seveya Yolin Baal Yipokei Dro.